It's our first look at the Eagles and the Cowboys. Dave Spadaro, Joe DiCamera. We're talking about Sunday's big NFC East matchup, and we begin at the quarterback position. Sam Bradford for the Eagles and a still hot Tony Romo for the Dallas Cowboys. Both quarterbacks, Joe, started the 2015 season off with pretty high marks.
Yeah, they did. And I'll tell you what, I think Bradford, Dave, is a spot where Eagles fans can feel really good coming out of that game. Obviously, the first half wasn't as good. Pressure up on the line, but he settled in that third quarter. I think Sam Bradford's going to be fine for the Eagles. You look at Tony Romo, Dave. Now, it's going to be a big spot without Dez Bryant in this game. That's a big, big, big difference. But I'll tell you what, Tony Romo can play. He's done it now for close to a decade. Made multiple Pro Bowls. I thought took strides last year, even this deep in his career. I mean, he's a challenge. And for the secondary, Tony Romo will be slinging it around.
And what's interesting is in Sam Bradford's performance on Monday night, no passes over 20 yards. Will the Eagles be able to get the football deep and stretch defenses? A lot of the success in the second half in Atlanta underneath to Darren Sproles, to Jordan Matthews, spraying it around to 10 different receivers. The Eagles want to get that deep passing game going. So that's the battle of the quarterbacks. At the running back position, of course, new faces in new places. After a great 2014 season, DeMarco Murray now in Philadelphia. In his debut on Monday night, he was kind of an afterthought. Darren Sproles getting most of the carries, Ryan Matthews chipping in. Murray found the end zone twice, yep. Joe, but only 20 yards combined in terms of offensive production.
Got to give him the ball more. I think Chip will. You know, I definitely wonder if Chip was dialing DeMarco back in week one to get him amped up for week two. Of course, with all those carries last year, try to monitor it throughout the season. So I expect a big game from DeMarco Murray. I'm sure he'll be amped up. The Eagles' rushing attack will be fantastic. On the other side for Dallas, and I thought Dave in week one versus the Giants, I know statistically, you know, it wasn't that bad a performance from Joseph Randle, close to 4 yards per carry. I thought it looked different. Having seen them all those games last year and then having seen them on their game on Sunday night, I just did not see the pop, the explosiveness in that Dallas running attack. And I mean, that's the lack of DeMarco Murray. Everyone can talk all they want about that offensive line. No DeMarco Murray for Dallas is a huge, huge difference, and I think will play a big role in this game.
We shall see on Sunday. The Eagles intent on stopping the run game and pressuring the pocket and limiting Tony Romo in the pass game. Now, his main target, of course, is tight end Jason Witten. That's been the case for many years, and it was the case on Sunday night in the win over the Giants. Jason Witten, 8 catches, 60 yards, 2 touchdowns. Dez Bryant, he's gone, but Jason Witten still here, and that's a big challenge for the Eagles in the secondary.
Dan, there's not that many players in football you can start a sentence and say, future Hall of Famer. Okay, Jason Witten, future Hall of Famer. He's that legit. We've seen it for so many years against so many different combinations of Eagles linebackers and safeties that have tried to, you know, D up on him. So it's a situation where he's a heck of a challenge, and we saw at the end of that game when Tony Romo went right there to Witten again. Anytime, you know, Witten walks on a field, you know he can be a dangerous player.
And name the tight end the Eagles drafted instead of Jason Witten.
L.J. Smith.
From Rutgers University. Nice. Defensively, both teams have some promise. Both teams have some question marks, particularly in the secondary. The Cowboys without their top cornerback, Orlando Scandrick, lost for the season, didn't play on Sunday night in the win over the Giants, so there are major questions there. And the Eagles, of course, having a tough time with Julio Jones. On Monday night, 8 catches in the first half, 2 touchdown receptions for him. A battle of the secondaries on Sunday. It could very well come down to that in this Eagles-Cowboys showdown. The NFC East season begins on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field.